Both police officers and school officials tried to avert their eyes during a presentation at the conference on the negative images of women portrayed in popular gangster rap music videos. Women in thong bikinis performed suggestive dances in a song by the rapper Nelly. Gabe Morales of the King County Sheriff's Department in Washington State says too many parents and school officials aren't aware of the role the internet is playing in promoting the gang lifestyle through videos like this.
They say in a lot of schools that we don't have a gang problem. They do, because we have MTV, we have MySpace. Gangs are everywhere.
Some rap and hip-hop musicians are releasing songs with anti-gang messages, but the songs that sell the most tend to be those with violent and sexually graphic lyrics. Wainwright Wainstock wants to change that. He heads a group known by its acronym PEACE, which stands for Pro-Education Anti-Crime Entertainers. With a grant from the U.S. Justice Department, Wainstock's trying to recruit musicians, students, and convicted gang members to collaborate on producing songs that promote positive lifestyles.
So the idea is to basically drown out the messages that are anti-education and pro-crime by having, you know, the youth who are influenced, the professionals who want to make a living, and the folks returning say, hey, work on the side of law enforcement and we'll support your efforts.
Other speakers at the conference say it will take more than changing the music to reduce the pull of the gangs. They say a stable family life and job opportunities that are more attractive than drug dealing are also crucial elements. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.